we talked about some of these high-profile series to kick off the second half after the All-Star break. The Dodgers going right to the boogie down, taking on the Yanks, and then just keeping on going down I-95. And you get to Philadelphia, and you run into Sanchez yesterday. You got some offense there, but you give up 10. And then you got Zach Wheeler today. Jensen, I think this is why you might like that futures ticket with Philadelphia when you've got a 1-2 punch against anybody's best offense that you have, and maybe the Dodgers have the best one in Major League Baseball.
I'll add a third in Jesus Luzardo. You have three of the top 10 starting pitchers in Major League Baseball all on one team there. So that is certainly as top heavy a rotation as you'll find. Let me predicate today with check the weather on the East Coast. We are already getting hammered here in Northeast Ohio with thunderstorms, and it is looking like we could have some issues, not only for potential delays, but we may not even get some of these games in today. The weather, especially in the Bronx, in Philly, and in Boston, we are potentially not going to be playing some games today. If we do, then the handicap for me, especially in this Dodger-Philly game, we're going to zig when everyone else is zagging. I know a lot of people are going to want to back Zach Wheeler at a short money line price as a home favorite, and I understand why you'd want to do that. Zach Wheeler has lost two games all year, Dave. One of them to these LA Dodgers out at Chavez Ravine. Gave up four runs in that start. I would fully expect you get the left-handers in force tonight. Ohtani, Freeman, Muncy, and being able to do what you need. And hopefully Kyle Tucker can contribute as well. I just think for the price point and what I'm getting with Justin Wroblewski, who has been excellent and an all-star this year, I'm going to go ahead and go against the public here. It's always a good opportunity where I can get a Dodger team at plus money. Last night, I did not like the matchup, knowing that Christopher Sanchez was going to be in a good spot, being able to neutralize a lot of left-handed power bats. I think the lefty bats get a little bit more Zach Wheeler, even with the added motivation part of being the all-star snub. It's a little extra rest here, but I just think the matchup suits the Dodger bats to take advantage of one of the best pitchers in baseball.
Do we need to readjust the rearview mirror and are the objects closer than they appear? Because Zach Wheeler is now 10-1 to win the Cy Young. I know the Miz is still over a $3 betting favorite to get this thing done. But Jensen, you mentioned it. Let's just say he goes out and shoves today and avenges one of those high-profile losses, if you will, against the Dodgers. I wonder what this number could look like. Is that a playable number to you at 10-1 for Zach Wheeler right now?
Remember, we talked about it a couple of weeks ago, and I said when he was around 30 that you might want to get some shares of it just in case. Now, Jacob Mizorowski did leave the start yesterday against the Mets after four innings, and I think a lot of that also predicated on managing workload. It's an open secret that obviously Milwaukee is monitoring what has been an elevated innings threshold already this year. And you know that they have designs not only on through the end of the regular season, but a deep run into October. So that will be part of the handicap moving forward. How much of the training wheels will stay on here for Jacob Mizorowski to get through the end of the season? If they are shorter outings, Dave, that will call into question how much of a favorite he could be. So if you do think that it's Wheeler, you do think he's going to pin his ears back and go, then maybe not a bad idea to jump in on it. Mizorowski, remember, at the All-Star break, was a $5 favorite. He's down to minus 330. So things are tightening quickly. And I think Zach Wheeler, I mean, even Christopher Sanchez, still good at plus 650. Yeah. Either of those would be great items to get in your portfolio.
Let me stay on that same track, mind, for another game that you have highlighted today, and that would be the Reds against Seattle. Now, I know because it's Zach Wheeler, even Christopher Sanchez, higher profile guys, maybe in the national media spectrum, if you will. But here comes Burns at 20-1 to win this award, potentially in the Cy Young. And this young right-hander is filthy. I know the team's in last place here, and sometimes that can, for no fault of your own, maybe it gets skewed a little bit. What do you make of Chase today in this outing against Seattle? And what do you make of him in that race?
Yeah, as far as pitching wins above replacement in the National League, Dave, only Yoshi Yamamoto, Chris Sale, Jesus Luzardo, Paul Skeens, Christopher Sanchez, Jacob Mizorowski are ahead of the newly extended Ace 1B, if you will, if you want Hunter Green as Ace 1A for that Reds rotation. As it stands in the matchup later on tonight, the Pacific Northwest, Chase Burns up against Luis Castillo. Burns is on a run here in 13 of his last 15 games, Dave, allowing three runs or fewer. And if you want to take a shot on the Reds tonight money line, Reds are 14-4 in games that Chase Burns has started this season, including winning six consecutive starts into tonight. Luis Castillo been very solid here at home as of late. Two runs or fewer allowed in three of his last four there at T-Mobile Park. Mariners, again, this correlated play, if you like the Reds money line, Mariners are 1-5 straight up in the last six home games started by Luis Castillo. So if you think all that comes to fruition tonight, then the Reds on the money line, but more so, Dave, looking at the under in that Reds and Mariners game. I have played it, and I will bring it up here for you in just a moment. I have played Reds Mariners under 7.5 at -$1.11 tonight. So two plays in pocket thus far, the two games we looked at. Dodgers on the money line, +$1.18. Keep your fingers crossed they play that game tonight. Reds Mariners under 7.5. We do know they will play that roof on or roof open there in T-Mobile Park.
Rays and Blue Jays, and again, we talked about it. You can go back, please like, subscribe, VSiN by the Books podcast with Greg Peterson. Kind of underwhelming the way that Kevin Gausman has been, and really a disappointing season here. That bounce back year from the Blue Jays, oh so close to winning it just a season ago. I don't know that this is going to have a team that's going to be able to muster up a wild card run, but you think it would have to start sooner than later. But you got Rasmussen on the other side here for the Rays. That's not an easy opponent here, Jensen. What do you make of this matchup north of the border?
Yeah, this was more looking at the Cy Young look on the American League side. And Dave, no shock here, Cam Schlittler, Dylan Cease, both the top two betting choices there at +135, +$1.40. I mean, they're nearly even in the odds market where Schlittler and Cease are to win the American League Cy Young. Drew Rasmussen is the third choice at 15-1. And if you want to go down narrative street here, and we might just do that, Dylan Cease on a Blue Jay team that is floundering right now. Now, the numbers are really, really good. He is at a 3.7 wins above replacement on the pitching side. Only Schlittler barely ahead of him at 3.8 in that category. Drew Rasmussen is farther down at 2.3. And his strikeouts per nine are nowhere near Dylan Cease, who is at 13.3. Cam Schlittler at 10.6. Rasmussen is at 8.8. I bring him up because if you're looking at a value selection and you want to go and subscribe to best team in the league narrative with the best pitcher, if it's not the Yankees, it's not going to be the Blue Jays unless they turn around anytime soon here. Drew Rasmussen at 15-1. I mean, I don't want to like go full all in on like, yeah, he's got a viable path to it because he doesn't strike out a lot of guys. Sonny Gray's behind him at 17-1. And again, just kind of looking at where we are here as far as pitching wins above replacement, Sonny Gray is 21st at 1.8. Rasmussen is a half win above replacement better. And you're at 15-1 for Rasmussen, Sonny Gray at 17-1. So again, you kind of say the narrative has brought some of these numbers come crashing down. Yeah. It's an interesting handicap from where some of the starting pitchers are in not only the odds market, comparing them to where the analytics tell you they are as far as value to wins above replacement. So I just wanted to bring it up because it was something that kind of caught my eye. Not sure if you're interested outside of the top two guys, and I can completely understand why you'd want to stay at either Schlittler or at Cease to win the award.
Let me just ask you very quickly here as we're wrapping up Daily Diamond today. When I look at the Jays in totality, eight games under 500, 5.5 back of a wild card spot, is it over for them, dare I say, in a an Animal House voice, over? Did you say over? Like, do you feel like they're going to be traitors at the deadline and say, we cannot run this back and simulate what we did a year ago?
If I got to stick a fork in two teams, if you're going to hold me to it, I would stick a fork in the Padres and I would stick a fork in the Blue Jays. They are dead last in scoring. Wow. This is so different than what we watched in North of the Border just a year ago.
Maybe Bo Bichette needs to go back there because it worked there. It's not working in New York, and it's not working certainly in Toronto.